The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Letter Writing Day, Tony. Do you like to write letters?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Yeah, I do. It's a G. What do you think? Is that a good letter or not?
All right. Good. I think we had a little bit more in mind than a letter.
Oh. I still write letters. I do. I don't text people. I still write letters once in a while. It's rare, but once in a while. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, huge news on the hot stove. The Celtics take on the Suns, and Booger McFarland joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with Aaron Judge's decision to remain with the Yankees for the next 9 years for, hello, $360 million. That is two years and $146.5 million more than what the Yankees offered Judge last April. So betting on himself, Judge did very well. Wilbon, Judge will be 39 years old when this contract ends. Do you believe the Yankees will get their money's worth?
I mean, Tony, it depends on how you define money's worth and what Judge is able to accomplish in that time. If the Yankees win one World Series, I know Yankee success is measured with multiple World Series historically, but I mean, that's historically. In this day and age, if the Yankees, who haven't won since, I guess, 2009, if they get a World Series out of Aaron Judge and the Judge has 3 or 4 more prolific home run hitting seasons, and I mean, you know, 45 and north of that, yeah, right. I guess it would have been worth it. But Tone, in terms of 35 to 39 years old, no, we just saw that with Albert Pujols. Pujols was great in this last season going back to the Cardinals. But I mean, Pujols' second 8, 9 years, they were nowhere near his first 10 years. And I suspect that's going to be the case for Aaron Judge as well. So if you measure it that way, is he going to be hitting, you know, triple crown level figures when he's 37, 38 years old? No, he's not. This is not going to be a Tom Brady situation. But I think they'll get their money's worth if they win a World Series, and I'm sure they're betting on that.
I think it's tricky when you talk about money because people say, well, we're paying him so much money. It's $40 million a year. It's an enormous amount of money. But at the end of this contract, there's likely to be 30 to 50 people in the major leagues making $50 million a year because we've seen this escalate for years and years and years. Let's look at Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper makes $25.3 million, and he's going to make that through 2032. He signed the largest contract in history when he signed for $330 million. But at the end of the contract, Mike, he's going to be in the middle somewhere for good players at $25.3 million. I've sat here and said the Yankees shouldn't spend all this money on Judge. They should spend all the money on Juan Soto, who's 6 years younger. But I was taught, because I don't think anybody thinks he's going to hit 62 again. That would be remarkable. Nobody thinks that. I was talking to Mark Feinsand this morning about from MajorLeagueBaseball.com, and he's really plugged into the Yankees. He said the Yankees needed to sign him, that he was the Yankees' offense. It's really important for them to have Aaron Judge. And he said, look, if he hits 40 home runs 6 or 7 times and makes the Yankees a really good team, then he's going to be worth the money. And I think there's an ancillary benefit here for the Yankees, Mike. And that is that they tell their fans who say they don't spend money anymore, they tell them to shut up because they spent money. They kept faith with their fans. They brought back a very popular player with the Yankee record of 62. He wears 99. There's a monument waiting for him. So I think it's not just the money. I think there's a greater commitment by the Yankees.
I agree with you, Tony. I agree with the commitment, yes. Now, will they think it's been worth it? It'll be worth it. They got to win a World Series. That's how it's measured there in Monument Park.
That's right.
We got other big baseball moves. Well, maybe semi-big. Former Cubs catcher Wilson Contreras, it pains me to report this, signed with the Cardinals, 5 years, $87 million. My God. The Cubs did add former National League MVP Cody Bellinger from the Dodgers and started Jameson Taillon from the Yankees. And 2 days after landing shortstop Trey Turner, your boy, the Phillies closed on Mets starter Taijuan Walker. Tony, do you see any of these moves as consequential?
Yeah, well, they're not Aaron Judge. Of course they're not Aaron Judge. They're not Justin Verlander. They're not that. But I do see the Taijuan Walker from the Mets to the Phillies as consequential. One, he was 12-5 last year. He had an ERA of about 3.6, somewhere in there. And so he fits right into their rotation after Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola. And two, they took him from the Mets. They just stole 12 wins from the Mets, a rival in their division. And this is a big deal. The Phillies look at the rest of the National League with one eye and the Mets with the other eye. That's the team they keep an eye out on all the time. And you look at how the Phillies are built, and they're going for it. You look at how they're built. They are taking spare parts from other teams in the division. They got JT Realmuto from Miami. They got Taijuan Walker now from the Mets. They got from the Nats, you want to talk about pain, they got Bryce Harper, even though he was only there for a little while. Kyle Schwarber was with the Nats, and now Trey Turner. So it's like they're going into a very specific store in the mall to do their shopping. Dave Dombrowski looks at the other teams in the division and strip mines them. That's how they do it.
Yeah, the move to me that matters most is Wilson Contreras, maybe the greatest, the most important catcher in modern Cubs history, okay? Because Wilson Contreras, Tony, and by the way, he's going to the Cardinals, which just pains me. Dexter Fowler did this after winning a World Series with the Cubs. He goes to St. Louis. And Tony, when you look at Contreras, okay, he's 31 years old or will be early in the season, but he's a great offensive player. Not as good defensively as Yadier Molina. The Cardinals are sending one catcher to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And they're replacing him with a three-time All-Star who's in the prime of his career. So this is a major thing. And you're stealing him from a division rival that is trying to ramp up again. The Cubs think they're close. The Cubs were terrific after the All-Star break last year. I think he had the fifth best record in the majors after the break. So this is, you know, Contreras in a Cardinal uniform. This is going to cause a lot of us pain.
Yeah. And as Mike Tyson would say, now you know my pain. When I look at the Phillies, when Bryce Harper went in division to a rival, it's terribly painful. Let's move to basketball and the game tonight between the Eastern Conference leading Boston Celtics and the Western Conference leading Phoenix Suns. Well, man, you have to make that long trek from North Scottsdale to Phoenix for this one. Do you see these teams as the teams most likely to win their respective conferences?
Well, Tony, most likely, it's a little early for me. I'm not going to commit to that. I think that the Eastern Conference very likely will come down to, I'll tell you most likely, will come down to Milwaukee versus Boston, even with relative health. Like Middleton has missed, you know, he just got back a game or two ago from Milwaukee, and they're still up there. And Boston needs to maintain having their stars, their core healthy. And I don't believe that Philadelphia or Miami or Atlanta or Cleveland yet, Cleveland's coming, I don't think they're going to threaten Boston, Milwaukee. In the West, I do think it can be Golden State and Phoenix. I'm rooting for that. That's what I want to see in the Western Conference Finals, which will be aired exclusively on this here network. So I'm hoping for that. You know, I love the Suns, and I want to see that. So I think the Conference Finals is where they could be, Tony. And the Suns have a move left in them. They got to get somebody for Jay Crowder to buttress that lineup. But I think, though, you look at that Conference Finalists, I do believe that.
All right. So what I will say is Boston is a cut above everybody right now, including Milwaukee. I would join everybody in the world in saying Jason Tatum is the MVP right now. They haven't missed Ime Udoka to any degree at this point. I'm a little less certain about Phoenix because I look at teams like Denver and Dallas and the Clippers that have talent and one triumphant star who can change everything. And, of course, I look at Golden State as well. But I want to say this. These are two teams that had volcanic upheavals in the offseason, mostly off the court. Boston lost a coach under what remain very mysterious circumstances. The owner of Phoenix is out. And at one point, the coach of the team, Monty Williams, didn't even talk to DeAndre Ayton. They didn't even talk an important player on the team. And yet, both those teams are acting as if they are not, there's no ill to what happened to them. They're right. cruising along at midseason form. They should be applauded by that. Will it happen all year? I don't know, because you got 6 months left.
Right.
I don't know. But right
Tony,
now,
real quickly.
Good. Let's take it.
Real quickly. Yep. Hold on. Chris Paul, who has been out with a foot injury. Chris Paul, we think, will be back tonight. So the Suns are less dependent, and necessarily so, on Chris Paul than they have been his first two seasons there, one of which landed him in the finals. And you know what? You don't have to talk to DeAndre Ayton when he's getting like 22 and 15. Because since a certain irritant of the Lakers shoved him in the back and got under his skin, DeAndre Ayton has been throwing down on people. Now, the Suns have had a couple of bad losses. They had a bad loss to Dallas again and a loss to Houston. They need to get sort of reversed tonight, but they've been playing well.
Let's take a break. Coming up, can the Niners really rely on Brock Purdy? We're going to ask Booger McFarland.
We'll also ask him how the Bills look, given the news that Von Miller will not return this season. Be good to get
so
Chris
grateful
Paul back.
For the Chris Paul good. Update. Yeah, no, that's
yes.
Weird.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Let's dig into some NFL storylines with a good friend from NFL Primetime and Monday Night Countdown. Today, sporting a golf shirt from Caves Valley outside of Baltimore track. Will and I have played a lot. We love it.
We like Caves.
Mr. Booger McFarland, we love Caves. I got a shirt upstairs if you want me to get it. First question. Fred Warner says the 49ers have confidence in Brock Purdy based on how he has played against them in practice. You're a defensive player. You've seen that. Is that really a fair test for a quarterback?
No, not really, because we all know the intensity is going to ratchet up on game day. We all know that the stakes are going to be higher. The adrenaline is going to get going. But here's what you can see at practice. You can tell a quarterback's poise. You can tell his confidence. Because if you're Fred Warner, you're looking at the quarterback and you can see his eyes. You can tell whether or not that guy's nervous, whether he's scared. You can tell if he's got that it factor. So I can understand when Fred says, yes, I've seen Brock at practice. I know that the moment's not going to be too big for him. But you still got to go out there and see it on Sunday.
All right, speaking of something you may have to see on Sunday, Von Miller, sadly, is out after all with a torn ACL, out for the season, Booger. How did you think that Buffalo defense looked without him, and what do you project for them having to play without him?
I mean, they looked okay. Let's not forget, this was a top five defense last year without Von Miller, led by Leslie Frazier. But they were missing a little something. And I think I've come on this program a couple of times and told you guys, they were missing a way to get Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes on the ground come playoff time. That's why they went out and got Von Miller. They didn't just go get him because they wanted to have a little luxury pick. They didn't go get him because they didn't need him. They felt like they needed that guy. So, yeah, the Buffalo defense is going to look good. They're well coached. Sean McDermott and defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier do an outstanding job. But let's not forget, there is a reason they needed him. He was their closer in the fourth quarter, in the playoffs. Whenever it is, they need to be able to get Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes on the ground. So now somebody else has got to step up. And I've told you guys about Ed Oliver. Those guys have got to continue stepping up up front, and hopefully they will. But make no mistake about it, they are going to miss Von Miller.
Booker, speaking of Burrow and Mahomes, Burrow's now beaten Mahomes in Kansas City three straight times, yet Burrow can't solve the Cleveland Browns. I mean, what do you make of that dynamic?
You know what? As far as the Kansas City part of that, every time I see Kansas City and Cincinnati step on the field, Mike, I see a team in Cincinnati that does not fear Kansas City. They step on the field saying, we are the better team. We know we're the better team. And we don't care how many nicknames you have. We don't care if you're Showtime Mahomes. We don't care if you won a Super Bowl. We don't care if you won an MVP. We feel like we are the better team. And it's amazing how much of a mindset can change things. The mindset of the Cincinnati Bengals makes a difference. Now, they got to bring that same mindset against the Browns. It's almost as if there is a mental letdown. And I hope that Coach Zach Taylor brings that to their attention this week. Hey, guys, let's have the same intensity, the same mental fortitude as if this were Kansas City Chief week now that we're playing the Cleveland Browns.
We're going to get you out of here on this. It's a college and pro question to a degree. One Pac-12 assistant said, and this is a quote, half our roster would probably leave if Deion reached out to them, unquote. That's an amazing quote. And it tells you about the star power of Deion Sanders. If you were back in college and you had a transfer portal or you know, whatever, how would you look at Deion coming to Colorado?
Well, I would look at Deion what he is. He's a Hall of Fame NFL football player, maybe the greatest defensive back ever. But if you know Boog, Boog don't do cold weather. And I know one thing about Boulder, Colorado. It gets awfully cold in Boulder, Colorado. So, Boog, I would look at Deion, Tony. I would look at him from afar. And I would tell Deion, best of luck. I hope everything goes well out there. But as a Louisiana boy coming from Winnsboro, Louisiana, there is no way that I'm going to pay attention to Coach Prime. It has to have a five in the first number, Tony, for me to even think about going out there.
Booger, I understand that, but what do you, golf ball flies out in Boulder. You know that.
What do you make of the popularity? Do you think Deion, in fact, can poach people from any roster he wants?
I think he can because I think his name is that big. I think with the power and the advent of social media, Deion does an outstanding job with his Instagram. And so he understands how to relate to the young player. He's got young sons. Both of his sons are playing for him at Jackson State. And I think he's bringing them both to Colorado. So Deion knows how to connect. Let's understand what coaching is. Being a head coach is about connecting and building a bond with those players. And Deion has proven he can do that. So yes, he will be able to get players from all parts of the country. But here's the key, guys. He's proven he can get the little guys, the wide receivers, the DBs. Deion has got to show me he can get the big dudes. Like, you got to get the defensive lineman and the offensive lineman. If he can do that, he will be successful at Colorado. If he can't, then he's going to struggle because we all know the game is won up front, and he's got to get better players on the offensive and defensive line for Colorado to be successful.
Thank you so much, as always, Booger. Thank you.
Booger, not going to Colorado. Man.
Anytime.
Man.
It's too cold. It's too cold. A lot of places Booger can't go if it dips into the 40s. Let's take one last break. Still to come, head coach Jeff Brohm or Brohm, Wilbon, leaves Purdue, Brohm. Big Ten guy for another school. Brohm for another school.
And the Lakers may suddenly be looking at their second loss in a row tonight. Just saying.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 75th birthday, Johnny Bench, the greatest catcher of all time. Bench was Rookie of the Year for Cincinnati in 1968, played his entire career there. Bench, Pete Rose, Joe Morgan, Tony Perez, the core of the Big Red Machine that won two World Series titles. Bench was a two-time MVP, two-time National League home run champion, three-time National League RBI leader, 10-time Gold Glove. There's a plaque on the fairway, the seventh hole of the Leatherstocking Golf Course in Cooperstown, New York, where Bench's drive came to rest. That plaque is 346 yards from the tee. I played that course at the Otisaga Hotel. It's terrific.
Tony, I'm just going to give you a little pushback here. Roy Campanella, you sure? Look, Bench is one of the three greatest catchers of all time, no matter what. Roy Campanella, didn't he win three MVPs? I'm just asking.
Yes, yes. And had a terrible car accident, yes.
Yes,
but Bench is it.
He did.
Happy anniversary, 49ers. On this day, 42 years ago, in young Joe Montana's sixth career start for San Francisco, the Niners found themselves trailing the 0-13 New Orleans Saints 35-7 at the half. In the locker room, Bill Walsh told his team that was the worst football he'd ever seen and pointed out that the winless Saints were actually laughing at the 49ers as both teams walked to their locker rooms. San Francisco answered by roaring back, shutting out the Saints in the second half while scoring 28 points of their own, then winning in overtime 38-35. This is still the biggest regular season comeback in NFL history and likely the beginning of the legend of Joe Montana.
If you had to win a game tonight for your life, to save your own life, would you start Brady or Montana?
Tough one for me, but I suspect Brady at this point. I do.
Wow.
Happy trails to West Virginia for quarterback JT Daniels. The peripatetic college quarterback reportedly intends to enter the transfer portal once again. This would lead him to his fourth different college team, having started games at USC and Georgia before alighting at West Virginia. Daniels has been in the transfer portal so many times, it's like he bought a family pass. Daniels has gone 17-12 as a starter, including 7-0 in his 2 years at Georgia, including 3-0 for last year's national champions. Daniels, now 22, will have one more year of eligibility, but he is seeking a medical redshirt for 2019, which, if granted, would give him two more years and the chance to go to two more schools. He should have business cards made up that say, "How ball will travel." Wire JT McDaniels.
Generally speaking, I like the transfer portal. I like the flexibility for kids that coaches, adults have. But this is too much. He's the poster child for what is wrong with the transfer portal.
One omission, Larry Fitzgerald Sr.'s reporting former Vikings coach Mike Zimmer will be Deion's defensive coordinator at Colorado. Big move. Let's go to the big finish quickly.
Let's do it.
Jeff Brohm reportedly leaving Purdue to take over as head football coach at his alma mater, Louisville. Okay by you?
It seems like a half step back, but it's your alma mater. I think, yes, it's okay. The 5-7 Lions are favored at home over the 10-2 Vikings this week. Makes sense, Mr. Tout?
It means that Vegas thinks the Vikings are total frauds. It's insane. The Cavs beat the Lakers. Anthony Davis, LeBron are out tonight, of course, against the Raptors. Your thoughts?
And Patrick Beverley's doubtful. It means that Toronto's going to drill the Lakers. That's what it means. David Price has reportedly decided to not pitch next season. You surprised?
Yeah, don't you make money pitching? Isn't that how he earns a living? Last one, the Magic have lost 9 in a row. Do I hear 10?
Yeah, you keep losing. They host the Clippers tonight, but who knows if Kawhi and PG3 are playing, yes, they're going to lose that one. They're playing for Wembanyama.
Wembanyama. We're out of time. Trying to do better the next time. Pineapple Landscaping, good job. Thank you.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here is SportsCenter.
They mulched my yard. I mean, I thought that was nice.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.